Well, joining us now as part of our coverage of the Food and Drink Festival this year is Tara Acton. Now, Tara runs Tara's Vegan Treats. Hello, Tara.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Absolute pleasure. Now, we'll talk a bit about the vegan treats in a minute, but we can't avoid the subject, can we? How's it been since lockdown's been eased for you?
Oh, it's been different every day. I'm still yet to say, oh, this is the situation and I'm going with it now, because there's always a spanner in the works and something else happens and events get replanned, but then they get cancelled because of, you know, a local outbreak or whatever. So it's going well and I'm literally taking each day as it comes.
So before lockdown, were events a big thing for you?
Yeah, I mean, as a street food trader, you're relying on that peak time, which is summer all the way through till October, really. And that's your key events to have that outreach to different people in St Albans, or I might extend onto different parts of Hertfordshire, to really get your products out there, create that relationship with your customers. And that's really your peak time. And whilst I still was twice a week at the market throughout any, you know, snow, rain, middle of December, all of that, summertime was really the months where you had those additional niche events like the vegan markets or the food and drink festival or the beer festival. So having that calendar wiped all the way till November was quite overwhelming.
Very difficult, isn't it? And I guess we're going to press the reset button next year and hope that everything gets back to normal. I think once it does get back to normal, everyone's going to go mad. We're going to be buying food, we're going to be going on holidays, we're going to be making up for lost time, I reckon.
Yeah, so well, I we just have there's we like just, a whole sort of culture of, oh, I took it for granted and I didn't realise what I had and how much I loved just popping to the market, farmer's market on a Sunday. And when it comes back, people are just, they're never going to take it for granted again. So that's a silver lining.
You're right. That is a silver lining. That is dead right. Well, tell us a bit about Tara's Vegan Treats then, for people who don't know it. What would you normally be doing and what are you doing now?
Vegan Treats started as just a cake business, actually. I would flog my cakes to anyone who would listen or want to try a vegan cake, in the hope of them just realizing that vegan cakes or anything egg-free, dairy-free needn't resemble cardboard and be very different to normal cakes. So that was the main aim at the start. And then I put forward my application for St Albans Market, which was really difficult. Like, when you get a pitch there, you don't let it go. So those pitches don't come up often. So I was really hounding the market manager, please let me in, please let me in with my cakes. And when I finally got through, it turns out that I could have only operated as street food because they already have, you know, a certain amount of cakes, certain amount of blah, blah. And what they were lacking was vegan hot food. So I said, well, then let's go for it. Let me get all the hot food equipment and try that. I mean, I was used to making all sorts of hot meals for my family and stuff. And I thought, let me just do it on a bigger scale in the market. So I started up on Saturdays because I had my full-time job. And then the rest is history. It turned into twice a week, the Wednesday for all the lunchtime people in the offices nearby, the Saturdays for the families, and and so I was twice a week at the market.
Excellent. And are you still able to be twice a week at the market at the moment, or has that all changed?
Well, I haven't gone back just yet because everything's still a bit, it's not completely back to normal, obviously. Yeah. And I transitioned into a home delivery service. So when the market was fizzling out and there was these rumours back in March, oh, we might not be able to trade. And I thought, no way. Like, we don't even miss a snow day. Like, there's just never an excuse to not be here. So I really didn't, like all of us, we thought, what's this virus? It'll blow over. Next thing you know, we couldn't trade at all. So I had to diversify quickly and sort of think on my, be on my toes with it, really. So started a home delivery service, started a cooking show from my home, just to make sure I still had that engagement with all the local vegans and just people who enjoyed the street food part of the market, while still having that connection with them. So that's what I'm still doing now until I go back.
All right. So how do people get home delivery from you?
So I do it all on my social media channels, because that's where my pre-existing customers are. And I think that's where they expect, that's the forum where they would expect an update or a little bit of a time and place where to be to get their treats. I've had a few customers, so funny, that because obviously I see these people twice a week, if not more, and they're saying, we're getting withdrawal symptoms, where do you live, let's sort something out. So it's not even been St Albans people. If I have to drive out to just like on my radius or my catchment area, they'll meet me halfway, and either way I make sure.
How fantastic.
So it's been like I've been learning as I go, but yeah, it's all online, my payment system's online, so it's literally a doorstep delivery. I head out with my mask and gloves, I knock on the door, I run to my van and I wave from afar, make sure it's okay, and they pay online. So it's all new to me.
But going well?
Yeah, really good. And it's nice to branch out to actually other people who couldn't get to the market because they work on the market days, or they haven't got a car, and or they've got loads of kids and they can't leave very easily for a busy market day. So it's nice to be able to cut out that middle part of it and just say, the treats are at your door, pay online. It's a nice, efficient way of doing it. And obviously I get pre-orders, so there's no wastage on the food, which is always nice.
So Tara, tell us, what defines vegan food? For anybody who doesn't know, what is it?
So a vegan diet completely eliminates animal products from what you're eating. So to put it very simply, meat, eggs, dairy, fish, and you can get, they're not even grey areas, but I guess they are parts where it can get a bit confusing because it's not directly an animal product, but it's a byproduct. So like honey's a funny one, but I mean, it seems quite obvious when you eliminate honey, but I know some people who would regard themselves as vegan and still eat honey because they don't understand how bees might be hurt in the process. So it gets a little bit messy. But to put it very plainly, it's if an animal had to suffer for you to have that food on your plate, a vegan would prefer to not eat that. So you can also be plant-based, which used to confuse me, but I think that's a case of you're only eating vegan foods, but you might not care about wearing leather or wearing makeup that a bar of soap that was tested on an animal. So it's less of a lifestyle, more of a diet. So I would regard myself vegan, so my whole lifestyle likes to consider the fact that an animal may or may not have been harmed in the process. So it really is an ongoing journey, and I think that people think it's like a whole nother world where it's, what's vegan food? And really that usually sort of makes me laugh because it's like, oh, don't eat vegan food, when really, you know, if you eat beans on toast or you eat ready salted crisps or a peanut butter sandwich or pasta with tomato sauce, you're eating vegan food. So it's really, it is part of our everyday lives, but.
Got it. Right, food and drink festival all this month, very different this year. How are you taking part?
So I'll be doing little bits online because I'm gutted it's not going ahead, but safety first, of course. So I'll be doing a little for the Sweet Treats Week. I'll be doing something for that, a little recipe video. Like I said, I've been shooting from my kitchen quite a lot. So people
can
get treats in the comfort of their own home. So I'll do a little sweet treat in aid of, obviously, the festival, which I would have normally been trading at.
That's brilliant. Well, look, Tara, all the best to you. Now, if anybody wants to try some vegan food, and I'm sure it's excellent, then they can find Tara's vegan treats on social media, right? So Facebook, Insta, all that kind of stuff.
Correct. Yeah, it's always at Tara's Vegan Treats. It should pop up with my little colourful logo. So, yeah, I'm delivering to different places every week. And even if your area is not on that list, drop me a message and I'll definitely find a way to get the treats to you. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Tara Acton, thanks so much for joining us. That's Tara Acton from Tara's Vegan Treats, and have a fantastic food and drink festival.
You too. Thank you.